Well, it's time for the annual Christmas debate. Should Christians celebrate Christmas? Does it matter when Jesus was born? Is it a pagan adaptation? We'll take your calls today right here on The Line of Fire.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, phone lines are open. I am ready. I am poised to take your calls today on our annual Christmas debate. We want this to be constructive. We want this to be meaningful. We want this to be helpful. We want to get you thinking, and we want to let you weigh in on either side, any side. I shouldn't say either. There are multiple sides to this debate, to this discussion. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. I'm going to throw out a bunch of questions for you. You can respond to these. You can respond in different ways from different angles, as long as we stay on this specific topic about Christians celebrating Christmas. Now, for some of you, it's like, of course we do. This is when Jesus was born. This is when we have special church services. This is when we go out caroling. This is a special family time of the year for us. Yeah, we enjoy the gifts and the food and the Christmas tree, but that's all secondary to celebrating the birth of Jesus. Why shouldn't we do it? Thank God for the church calendar. Others are like, what are you talking about? It's all pagan. This was a pagan holiday. And Jesus certainly wasn't born on December 25th. So why in the world would we want to do that? And the world loves this, obviously. If the world loves it, something's wrong. Others say, what do you mean? This is a great time when people are talking about Jesus. This is a great time when everybody's more open to hear the gospel. Shouldn't we point to the light of the world at this time of the year? And then lots of questions come up. Do we know when Jesus was born? Does it matter? Do we need to know when Jesus was born? Should we celebrate his birth at all? There's no command to. But is there a command not to? Is it wrong for the church to develop traditions? Were the only things to be celebrated those that were already given in the Old Testament? Is there nothing new to celebrate? I mean, don't we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus? That's something that Old Testament Israelites could not have celebrated the way we do. Aren't there things that we celebrate? I mean, communion's been instituted. Baptism's been instituted. Are there other things that are not in the New Testament directly, but that the church instituted that are fine? Others would say, well, why take away from the biblical calendar? If you celebrate Christmas, you're obviously not celebrating the Jewish high holy days and things like that, or not even celebrating Hanukkah, which is from what we understand Jesus would have. So why add in something new? Let's discuss this in as constructive way as possible. For those who used to celebrate Christmas and don't anymore, what have you done in an alternative way for your family? Have you done anything whatsoever in an alternative way as a family? 866-348-7884. Hey, this morning we posted my new article, The Vatican is Wrong, Jews Do Need Jesus. Certainly something worth talking about at this time of the year. The Vatican is Wrong, Jews Do Need Jesus. You can read that by going to AskDrBrown.org, AskDrBrown.org, and clicking on Latest Article. Also, I have a video, some of my commentary on this from last week, about a 9-minute video addressing this as well, that you can watch on YouTube. You can see it by going to our YouTube channel. That's Ask Dr. Brown, A-S-K-D-R Brown on YouTube. You'll see it as the newest video up there. As always, it's our goal to bless you. It's our goal to equip you. It's our goal to enable you to be stronger witnesses. So let the debate begin. Do you celebrate Christmas? If so, why? How is it spiritually meaningful in your family? If you don't and believe that others shouldn't, why? What are the dangers in celebrating Christmas? 866-348-7884.
Change the world.
night, hear our cry, send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Yeah, is that Bing Crosby and David Bowie doing Little Drummer Boy? Anyway, Christmas. It is our Christmas debate, 866-34-TRUTH. I recently read a scholarly article on the December 25th date saying that there is no strong evidence that it was borrowed from pagan celebration to a false god, winter solstice in particular, that there's evidence that the earliest Christians believed that, or there's tradition going back to some of the earlier Christians that believed that Jesus was born at that time of the year. Some even argued that the December 25th date for pagans was used after it was used by Christians. Others say, you got to be kidding me. Come on, we all know this is a pagan holiday and that the church just took it over maybe to accommodate pagans coming into the faith or maybe to replace that. Look, you could look at it in a bad way. If, in fact, there was a pagan festival first and the church said, all right, pagans do it, let's make a day for this also, well, that'd be a negative accommodation. If the church said, hey, pagans are celebrating this, we believe Jesus was born on this day, they're now getting saved, let's give them something else to celebrate, and that would be fine. Others would say, why in the world celebrate his birth? I mean, where does the Bible tell us to, birthdays, maybe the birthday of Jesus, little baby Jesus, why celebrate that? Others are like, are you kidding me? We're not going to celebrate when the Son of God, the light of the world, came into the world? And others say, yeah, just do it at the right time of the year. Jesus was born at around the time of Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles. Others say, nope, he was born more in April. It would have been closer to Passover. And when you have dates this far apart, you realize, okay, there's no clear evidence on this. You can surmise, you can guess, you can calculate, but I don't think there's any clear evidence. Anything I've read thus far hasn't given that to me. I saw someone post on Facebook, there's no doubt about it, it's indisputable. Jesus was born in the time of Tabernacles. Indisputable? Really? 866-34-TRUTH. We'll find out if you celebrate Christmas and why you do, why you don't. We'll start in Warwick, Rhode Island with Donna. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hello, Dr. Brown.
Hello.
I'm one of the people that used to celebrate Christmas but no longer do.
Okay. How come?
And I found out about the historical background of the day, and so my whole family actually decided to stop celebrating it.
Mm-hmm.
But you had asked about what we replaced it with. So now keeping the Feast of...
One quick question. I'm sorry. How old were your kids when you made the decision not to?
No, so I was a child. I was a teenager. I was about maybe 18 or 19.
Got it. All right.
And so my whole family went to a Bible study, and we heard about, all the origins, and we thought, this is not for us. So we all decided together to stop celebrating.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you replaced it with a celebration just of Feast of Tabernacles in general or celebrating the Messiah's birth at that time?
The Feast of Tabernacles in particular. So we're now keeping the feast in the fall.
Right. And
we go away and we keep the Feast of Tabernacles every year.
Okay. So what do you do at that time to celebrate the Messiah's birth?
Well, it's not a specific birthday celebration, but
okay,
we are
got
keeping
it.
The
got
feast.
It. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to services, we're fellowshipping, and we're having that 8-day festival.
Got it. Okay, so you've eliminated any celebration, right? You've eliminated any celebration of the birth of Jesus, but replaced it with a, whoa, don't know what happened there. Hope you're okay, Donna. I think in all the years, that's the first time we heard that crashing sound. Hope you're right there. Or whatever fell in the background is okay. But all right, all clear. So you and your family concluded that the origins were pagan and instead now celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles just to celebrate that, not even to replace Christmas, which essentially is an 8-day biblical celebration, 7 days plus an eighth with Jewish tradition. Hey, thank you, Donna, for calling in. I appreciate it. 866-34-TRUTH. We go to Detroit, Michigan. Mike, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Oh, hey, Dr. Brown. Thanks for having my call.
Sure thing.
So I celebrate Christmas kind of half-heartedly. I was ready to denounce it, but my wife likes it, and our kids kind of like it. So I celebrate it. I think it's okay to do either as a Christian. There's no biblical mandate requiring you to celebrate Christmas. There's multiple scriptures that say, you know, one day regard this man as holy, they're all holy this day of the heart. They're all holy unto the Lord. So it's a matter of eating and drinking. If you want to celebrate Christmas, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to use it as a tool to help spread the word of Christ during the season, that's great. But if you don't feel comfortable with it, I think that's okay too.
All right. And is there anything spiritual about your family celebration, or is it more just a fun time?
It's spiritual. We have the Christmas tree and the presents, but we try and infuse the message of Christ and his birth and the reason why he came into our celebration as much as possible. And I think that right there gives you reason to celebrate it if you're looking for one.
Got it. All right, Mike, thank you for weighing in. Much appreciated. 866-34-TRUTH. We go to Ron in Peterborough, Ontario. What's your take, sir?
Oh, hi, Dr. Brown. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't celebrate Christmas. I do celebrate the Feast of Dedication. In the Bible, Jesus, it's mentioned, I think, in John 10, verse 22,
mm-hmm.
that he did honor that, even though it was a minor day, a holy day, but I do honor that one, the Feast of, or Hanukkah, as it's known today.
Got it. All right, and so as a traditional Jew would do, Christmas has no meaning in his or her life, but Hanukkah would be celebrated, and often similar in times of the year, Hanukkah a few days or a few weeks before Christmas, and that's celebrating the victory of the Maccabees over the Greeks and the rededication of the temple. That's what Hanukkah means, is dedication, as you said, the Feast of Dedication, and lighting the candles for 8 days and reciting prayers, and then giving of gifts. But they're more minor gifts. It's not like Christmas where you got the tree and the gift you've been waiting for all year. There's almost the joke that, you know, Hanukkah, when you compare it to Christmas, as far as gift giving is not the equal, but that's not the goal of it. Obviously, traditional Jew is doing it with no thought whatsoever about Christmas. But appreciate that. I've got friends that do the same as you do, Ron. Thank you for weighing in. 866-34-TRUTH, if I'm correct in terms of who I was just speaking with, Ron is doing this as a Messianic Jew for whom Christmas would often have less or no meaning. 866-34-TRUTH. Every response so far has been different. Every response has been different. St. Petersburg, Florida. Christian, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I do celebrate Christmas. In fact, it is actually kind of a big deal in my family. I do... pretty much the whole thing. I mean, it is mostly a spiritual celebration of not just honoring the birth of Jesus, but I know for me especially, it's just a time to also reflect on the incarnation of God the Son taking on human flesh, and that to me is a big deal. I love the traditional Christmas carols like Hark the Herald Angels Sing and O Come All Ye Faithful that specifically have lines that that extol the incarnation, and so that to me is a big deal. I know that there is some controversy over Christmas, and I don't want to take up a lot of time. I just know when it comes to the pagan origins argument against Christmas keeping, even though I do believe that it is a conscience issue, I positively believe it is a conscience issue. If somebody chose to abstain, I would say by all means, do what your conscience tells you to do. But I always go to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, where Paul says that, where is it in verse 4, he says, therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world and there is no other God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we live. So my argument is that basically, you know, even if it had some pagan origins attached to it, those idols don't even exist anyway. So how could that be tainted? But again, that's, I think it's a conscience issue. So
got it. Yeah. And in that respect, Christian, every day belongs to the Lord and every day can be redeemed accordingly. Yeah. And as for those great hymns, those do have meaning. And many Christians really sing those one time of the year, and they have tremendous meaning when they are sung that time of the year. If they were sung year-round, that'd be another thing. It'd be wonderful, too. But O Come, Let Us Adore Him and these others are beautiful, powerful hymns, and for many have great spiritual meaning. They're sung at this time of the year. We will continue the discussion. Time for you to weigh in, 866-34-TRUTH.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, down at my home in the mountains of North Carolina, every Christmas we have a whale of a time. I have four children, and we gather those children around the Christmas tree on Christmas morning, and we have a wonderful time. We open our packages, and we sing together, and we watch the excitement on the faces of the children. But at the same time, Christ is the very center of all of our Christmas celebration.
That was Billy Graham speaking. What's your take on this important subject at this time of the year? To celebrate Christmas, yes or no? 866-34-TRUTH. I'm just taking calls as they're coming in, but trying to alternate. So if I've got a lot of yeses this year, it's because that's who's dominating the phone lines. If we get a lot of noes later, that's who's dominating the phone lines. We go to Queens, New York. Angela, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, Mr. Brown. Christmas is a personal, and it's a daily. And it's being connected to God, not once a year, but daily. Because what you're going to do the next day and the third day is not one day. And these are, if the tradition, no tradition, down with tradition. Because in all that we start maybe in church, well, and then we end up with gifts and this, so we forgot all about everything. It's so much in this country. Especially so much of these gifts and give. No. This is not about give. Jesus is not about give. Huh? Is it like that? No. Is the word what he says? Obey, trust, and this is our life as a Christian by the Spirit. Everything. What is the Spirit in all this? I'm so sorry. I'm sad with what is happening in churches these days in the United States, in fact, in Europe and everywhere else. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, listen, we need a fresh wave of revival that will point us to the risen Jesus. And I appreciate your comments. Every day, ultimately, is about Jesus and personal conscience on this issue. Hey, thank you for weighing in, and thank you for sharing your heart. So, honestly, 866-34-TRUTH. Where do we get the idea of having a Christmas tree? Where do we get the December 25th idea? Are these things pagan borrowings? Are we just bowing down to the commercial spirit of the age? And it's give, but receive. Why does the world love Christmas so much? Or are those immaterial questions if it's meaningful and spiritual to you? 866-348-7884. If you stop celebrating Christmas, tell us why. Let's go to Nanuet, New York. Tom, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hello, Dr. Brown. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
My family, they celebrate Christmas. We know that our Lord and Savior came on this day. We don't know what day he came, but nonetheless, he came to save us all. The Son of God became the Son of Man to die on Calvary's cross for us all. The whole gospel is Jesus Christ and him crucified and the Lamb of God. And we, our family celebrates that, knowing that our Lord and Savior died for us all who would believe.
Yeah, bottom line there. I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you, sir, for weighing in. 866-34-TRUTH. Mary Ann in Cortland Manor, New York. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, how are you? There's not much to say after what Tom just said.
Uh-huh.
I celebrate Christmas, and it's very sad. I also feel for Angela. I understand what she's saying, and I do believe that it is the commercialism in the world that they don't understand. And even the few people that came on that said after they went to a Bible study, they stopped celebrating. They replaced the whole meaning of Christmas with things, and that's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're honoring the Lord, and you're setting apart a day to remember exactly what Tom said, to fill it up with the Feast of Tabernacles and to have parties and not to keep in mind the whole point of Christmas. And I think that's what they're missing and forgetting.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this in respect to that call that we had. Number one, she was saying that there's no biblical calling or mandate to have a day to celebrate Jesus' birth. And if you want to have a special celebration that brings the family together, let's do it around tabernacles. I don't think those are just parties they're having. It's all around worship and prayer and spiritual family gatherings. That's what I took that to mean. So, yes, very different meaning than Christmas. Now, I know some believers who celebrate the birth of the Messiah during the Feast of Tabernacles. But Mary Ann, thank you for sharing your heart. Very clear. I appreciate that. 866-34-TRUTH. Scarborough, Ontario. Eric, what's your take, sir?
Hello there, Michael Brown. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Thank you so much for taking my call. So I wanted to say that I used to celebrate Christmas for a long time, and I fully understand all the feelings, and I empathize with even my Christian brothers and sisters who are celebrating this and what they think that it means to them. But I would say that we must be careful and be Berean and test things by the Scripture, because it doesn't matter what it means to us. It matters what it means to God.
Mm-hmm.
And if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He never changes, and if we say, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one," and then we quote Yeshua, Jesus, saying, "I and my Father are one," in context of that, then we've got a big theological problem all of a sudden, because we have a lot of scriptures about green tree traditions that sound, not only do they sound very akin to Christmas, it might not be a stretch to say they are related, because to my understanding, a lot of people say it comes from Germany in the 1400s, but I have heard some geneticists speaking about old stock Germany coming from immigrations, for example, from Assyria. Well, if they come from Assyria, we got a problem, because they might have brought green tree traditions that are spoken of in the Bible with them.
Give me an example of a green tree tradition that's spoken of in the Bible.
Yeah, I'm just going to quote some scripture here. Just give me a sec. Deuteronomy 12:2, "You shall surely destroy all the places where the nations whom you shall dispossess serve their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree." 1 Kings 14:23.
Just to clarify, though, and perfectly fine for you to come to whatever conclusions you do. You know, my goal is not to argue a point. Then we've got a break coming up, so I'm just going to have to jump in and share this here. But the worshiping under a green tree, that was the tree was not the issue, is that they worshiped idols under the tree. So someone could say, what does that have to do with us celebrating the birth of Jesus and having a decorative tree in the house that's celebrating that? Now, you could say, well, where did you get the idea of the tree from? I understand that. But I just want to clarify, those verses have to do with idolatrous practice. Your point would be with that idolatrous practice focused on a tree. And now we have a tree in our house. So I appreciate that, but I did want to bring clarity. Hey, got a break here. Thank you for weighing in. I want to encourage you each as you're listening. I'm going to take calls another hour and a half, but do what you do with a full heart before God, whatever you do. And please visit the website. In the holiday spirit, we have 30% off all of my top apologetic resources. AskDrBrown.org. Take advantage of this.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Yeah, according to the whychristmas.com website, the Romans would exchange evergreen branches during January as a sign of good luck. In many parts of Europe during the Middle Ages, paradise plays were performed often on Christmas Eve. They told Bible stories to people who couldn't read. The paradise tree in the Garden of Eden in the play was normally a pine tree with red apples tied to it. Now the most common use of green at Christmas is the Christmas tree. Red, let's see. This just, again, this is one website. Red at Christmas, those are the apples on the paradise tree. They represented the fall of Adam in the plays. Red is also the color of holy berries, which is said to represent the blood of Jesus when he died on the cross. Is it true? Is it myth? Are you ready for my official verdict? This is Dr. Michael Brown with his official verdict. Are these things true or not? I have no idea. Zero. 866-34-TRUTH. Doesn't mean you can't have your own opinion. Just because I don't know doesn't mean that you can't have your opinion. Doesn't mean you can't be dogmatic about it. I honestly don't think we can know exactly when the Messiah was born based on the evidence we have. Some say the tradition is going back to the early church that he was born on December 25th. Others say no way when you calculate and the shepherds out at night and so on. It has to be around tabernacles. And others say no, around April, so tabernacles, September, October. Others say no, it's more closely April and Passover season. I don't think we can know. And personally, I don't think it matters. Otherwise, the Bible would have given us more precision. What matters is that he died for our sins and rose from the dead, that he came into the world as the Son of God, died for our sins, and rose from the dead. But you can differ with me. You can be very dogmatic about it. That's perfectly fine. This is our time for discussion. You could say, nope, the tree came from idolatrous practice, and you can document this, and the Yuletide, and the logs, and all of this, and it's just a winter solstice festival, you know, the shortest day of the year, which is right around, what, a day from now or something like that, the calendar as it is now. 866-34-TRUTH. Do you celebrate Christmas? Yes, no, or why? Donna in Long Branch, New Jersey. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I celebrate Christmas in its purest form. I love the whole gospel story. It's so beautiful to me. But also at the same time, I understand where people are at with it, because one time when I was handing out tracts to share the gospel to a young person, he said to me, Jesus is just a myth, just like Santa Claus. So the whole, it really got, you know, twisted and perverted. So that's where I stand.
Got it. Hey, I appreciate it. And I, of course, honor your heart in this. So winter solstice was yesterday? All right, when I looked it up on the, or today, okay, I thought it was like any day. Anyway, shortest day of the year. 866-348-7884. Vicki in the Bronx, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Brown.
You're welcome.
I don't believe in Christmas for several reasons. First, in Jeremiah chapter 10, it says, for the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of his hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. This is a pagan idol worship, because of decorating a gold and silver tree. But more than that, it says Zechariah finally got to serve the course of, I don't know if I'm saying it right, Abijah, the Hebrews, 1 Chronicles 24:10. That was 8 weeks after Passover. That was the middle of June. So John the Baptist was conceived in late June and born in March. Jesus would therefore be conceived 6 months after. In late December, he was probably conceived on Hanukkah, the day of light coming into the world.
All right, tell you, and then he would have been born around September, October.
fire we
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, so here's the question. Here's the question. Did the world come up with this December 25th date and Christians redeemed it, and now the world's trying to pollute it again? Did it start with the church and then it's just been polluted by the world? Has it never been right in God's sight? These are all questions we're discussing about celebration of Christmas, 866-34-TRUTH. Vicki, you did a great job right before the break of getting in your points. We ran out of time. That's why I had to finish the last point for you. So your second point was that based on the evidence of Luke, when we look into Chronicles and try to see when priestly courses would serve and when Zechariah would have served, and then with Elizabeth, Miriam's older cousin, being conceiving John the Immerser 6 months before Yeshua the Messiah was conceived, then that would say that he was probably born around September, October. And that's why some say, well, we celebrate his birth during the Feast of Tabernacles, which falls at that time of the year. That would be an argument. Others have said no, based on the evidence we have, he would have been born around April. And others say no, early Christians passed on traditions that he was born December 25th. Where else did they get that from? And that was before there was a pagan holiday on that day. The Jeremiah 10 passage, what troubles me about that is that it's about idolatry. It's not saying that when you decorate a tree that's idolatrous, but they were worshiping the wood as a god. They were worshiping the tree as if it was a deity. They were chopping up some wood from a tree, erecting it in their house and adorning it and worshiping it as God, which is very different than saying, hey, let's put a beautiful tree in the house and celebrate family time and the birth of Jesus around the tree. But many quote Jeremiah 10. My question is it applicable? You say, how could it not be? It's so evident. That's fine. We'll have that discussion. But thank you, Vicki, for weighing in. 866-34-TRUTH. We go to Washington, D.C. Brenda, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Excuse me if I sound a little hoarse, the side effects of a shot from the flu. But
oh, glad you're feeling better.
Yes, I am. I'm working on it. I have to say this. What difference does it make? You know, I celebrate Christmas. I celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. It's not the idea for me putting up trees and all these decorations. You got to think, you just don't take one day out of a whole year and to celebrate the birth of our Savior and then go back everything else just the same. You have to think also, too, suppose Jesus decided not to be obedient to his Heavenly Father or not to take up the cross. We got to think that. I feel people, when they put up their Christmas trees, if they have little ones, they gear them in, because they're so young, of Santa Claus and toys, because the three wise men brought gifts also. And when you put up a tree, you're just, you know, tantalizing and just giving the happiness of Christmas to little ones. But as those little ones grow up to adolescence and adults, then you let them know, as they're getting up to maturity, to know the real meaning of Christmas. And as for Thanksgiving, the same way. Everybody gives thanks on Thanksgiving Day. I eat turkeys the whole 365 days a year. You give thanks to God, period. And you just don't take one day out of a whole year to think about Jesus Christ. And then after that, you go back to everything else. It's the same way. It's not like that.
Yeah, Brenda, I think every caller would absolutely agree, every listener would agree, that whatever you do on Christmas, celebrating the birth of Jesus specifically or not, we should celebrate his coming into the world every day. We should celebrate his lordship every day. We should celebrate him as the light of the world, who came to give hope, who came to give life, who came to give salvation. I think every one of us agrees with that. Hey, Brenda, thank you so much for calling. 866-34-TRUTH. We go to Rock. All right, let's go to Richmond, Virginia. BJ, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Peace be unto you, Brother Brown, and to all the radio listeners out there. I thank God for this opportunity, but I just wanted to share a few things with you. I see on this journey that I have been taking, walking with the Lord and following him. First, Luke 9:23, Jesus said, if any man desires to come after me, he first must deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow after me. And then he goes on to explain to us what he really means by that. Lose sight of everything that you and I have really learned from our childhood. We think there is something new under the sun when there is not. Anything that man touches concerning God, we bring and introduce idolatry. Period. Jesus himself says, a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. It's not about what you and I think, because at the end of the day, Ecclesiastes 12, the last chapter, all were given account for everything that was done here on the earth. If I'm going to truly worship Christ, let it be from a pure heart, daily. Each day that he has given you and I to rise up from our bed, let it be a pure worship. We don't even know what it really means. Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, forgiving, living, loving, church. We have really made a mockery of what it means to be ye holy.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. Sorry to jump in there. I didn't mean to cut you off in the middle of a word, PJ. I appreciate your passion. I appreciate your heart for holiness. And I am with you that the church, in particular of America, needs to wake up. 866-34-TRUTH. Thank you for weighing in. BJ, I appreciate it. Let's go to Frederick, Maryland. Michael, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael Brown. It was nice to talk to you.
Yes, thank you.
Maybe you can help me out with this. I would really like to enjoy Christmas with my wife. But there's two things that bother me about it. I went back and studied what the word Christmas meant, what the word actually is. And I was a Roman Catholic, but now I'm a Protestant, and I've been saved. So the word, really, I hate the word Christmas. It's funny because people are having problems with not mentioning Christmas now, to be politically correct, and I hate the word because I believe what it represents in the Roman Catholic Church. That's one of my problems. Maybe you can help me with. And then the other one is, in the feast in the Old Testament, they always gave, God gave the exact day and when it would be celebrated, whatever feast it would be, and how it would be celebrated, what things would be done. Mm-hmm. And I would think that if God wanted us to celebrate his birth, I think he would make that information known to us in the New Testament. So those are the two things that maybe you can help me with.
Yeah, I appreciate that. First, in terms of debating the meaning of Christmas, how about the days of the week? What does Monday go back to?
I'm not sure.
Okay, Sunday. So they're all pagan days, day of the sun, moon day, Thor's day. They're all named after false gods and idolatry, but that meaning doesn't carry over. And
right.
So the same way, the question is not the origin of the term Christmas, but what it means in our culture, which is the celebration of the birth of Jesus. So I would not be fazed with that any more than I'm fazed with using the calendar days of the week, to be candid. As far as specifics, the question is that the spirit of the New Testament? In other words, you had Old Testament Israel, which was one nation with one particular calendar that was universally followed by the people. Now the gospel is going throughout culture. Now the gospel is going into many different settings. and it's more of an emphasis on relationship with God through Jesus than it is on specific days and specific customs. There are only a few things that are instituted for the body to carry out. Even a specific day when everyone is called together to worship once a week is not laid out explicitly in the New Testament. So perhaps, rather than being concerned about that, and I'm answering this in the context of your question, the best thing would be, since the Bible designates several chapters to this subject, Matthew 1 and 2 and Luke 1 and 2, and there are other aspects of this in other parts of the Bible, would God be displeased if we took a day to celebrate the birth of His Son, to celebrate the Son of God coming into the world? If you think God would be displeased with it, then you don't want to do it. If you think, well, why would He be displeased? Then, hey, more power to you. Do it from your heart before the Lord.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, oh, come.
Marty Goetz singing, Oh, Come, All Ye Faithful. Welcome back to our annual Christmas debate. This is Michael Brown, 866-34-TRUTH. Just further comment from earlier caller Vicki that I got cut off by the break. She reminds us of John 1:14, that the Messiah came and tabernacled among us. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Would that point to Him coming during the time of tabernacles? And in Zechariah 14, in the millennial kingdom, every year on the Feast of Tabernacles, every nation will have to go and worship the King and bring presents on the Feast of Tabernacles. If they don't go, there is no rain. Could this also be pointing to the Messiah coming during tabernacles? Just different arguments from our listeners. Let's go to Ashburn, Virginia. Rehar, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi. Dr. Brown, earlier I used to hesitate Christmas due to various questions like people brought up. It is a pagan thing and all those. But later on when I started concentrating and reading the Word of God, I understood that wherever you are, whatever place you are, is it a right day, wrong day, you should have the every opportunity to worship the true God. And whenever we have the opportunity to worship the true God, it doesn't matter what day it is or what time it is. It's the gospel, it's the good news of Jesus Christ. Irrespective of day and time, let it go on. And let's celebrate our God, who is the only true God. We are not worshipping any idols. We are worshipping our God. That would be from my side.
Yes. All right. Thank you, sir, for weighing in. Much appreciated. And I don't think we can argue with that. 866-34-TRUTH. Ben in Queens, New York, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. You see, the problem with Christmas, I find, is that we have to draw a line somewhere. And it's difficult to draw the line in Christianity with the holidays because every holiday is kind of mixed in with this paganism. It's not just Christmas, it's Easter. And if you're Catholic, you have all those saints' days. Really, the only holiday I can find that you can be completely confident in that it's okay with God is Pentecost, because it's in both the Old Testament and New Testament, both supported by Christians and Jews. So, but you know, the problem is for me is just the concept of worshiping the Messiah in general, celebrating this day that we have to pray to Him and eat to Him. I see very little praise and thanks to the God, you know, God, the creator of the universe, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, in all this. It's really difficult for me to imagine that the characters of the Old Testament would support this. And this is just Christmas in its basic form. I'm not even talking about the Christmas that involves encouraging spending money and you know, materialism in general. Yeah.
Got it. Hey, Ben, I appreciate you weighing in clearly, and I'm sure you speak for many on that as well. Much appreciated. 866-34-TRUTH. We go to Cynthia in Boston. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk. I am overwhelmed a little bit because I just found out the church I'm attending did this wonderful outreach to children's shelters, invited all these kids up to celebrate and feed them, and brought Santa in. And I'm so grieved because I don't think we're convinced we have the greatest story ever. And I work for a theater company. I've always worked in Christian theater, and I'm a director and a writer. I suddenly see the whole stage as a counterfeit production set up. I see Santa all of a sudden as the great giver, whereas we know God the Father was the great giver. His son was sent as a gift to us, so we have merchandise galore. We have reindeers. The light came into the darkness. We have the counterfeit stage filled with more dazzling lights. Make your home bigger, you know, the biggest display on the block. The more I look into it, and I'm writing a show about it, it's counterfeit all the way. And the woman who called in and said she gave a track, and the young man said, Jesus is a myth, just like Santa was. I want to exhort the church and my own soul to say, we've regarded Santa and that whole, you know, song and dance celebration as no big deal. It's a very big deal because it's in the imaginations of the young and they grow up, and Jesus just fits into the whole, you know, everything's a myth. And so I'm grieved, and I just want to exhort us all. So do I celebrate Christmas? Yes, because I'm an artist, and it's overwhelming to consider it was the invasion. I think C.S. Lewis called it that, and I'm in awe of that. But I also want to turn around and evangelize, quite frankly. I want to get out there and say this is not, because the highest suicide rate is this time. So people really need us to step up. So that's all I want to say. I'm grieved about the whole Santa thing.
Got it. Hey, I appreciate you weighing in very much, Cynthia.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye. All right, so let me just give you a few closing thoughts here, all right? I am absolutely not going to be dogmatic about this in any way, simply because it's not a hill that I feel called to die on. And you know, there are enough hills I feel called to die on. I don't mind controversy in the least and try to be as constructive as I can with it. Number one, the birth of Jesus is a big thing. It's a big thing in the Gospels. It's for many people reading the Bible for the first time, reading the New Testament for the first time, you're going to start in Matthew, beginning of the New Testament, and that's where you're going to start, his birth. And it's big, 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 big news. So just as his death on the cross is big, big news, and his resurrection from the dead is big, big news, and his second coming will be big, big, big news. So also his birth into this world is very big news. Let's not lose sight of it. Whatever we can do to enhance our appreciation for the Messiah's birth and death and resurrection, let's do it. Let's do it. That's first. Second, let's not cast judgment on one another based on our personal convictions. I know you may feel things very strongly, but you still have to admit that these are conclusions you had to come to without a specific, explicit biblical text saying, celebrate Christmas, don't celebrate it. Celebrate it this way, don't celebrate it that way. For you, it may be that black and white, but I encourage you to leave others before the Lord on this. And for some, for whom it's just a fun family time and it has nothing to do with anything spiritual, that's another possibility. But for me, if Christmas was a time when you really got excited about Jesus coming into the world, and you sang hymns you didn't normally sing at that time of the year, and maybe even did special outreaches at that time of the year, if you somehow conclude because of commercialism or alleged pagan roots or whatever that you can't celebrate the day anymore, don't lose sight of the glory of the Son of God coming into the world and how special that is at that time of the year. All right? Also, regardless of whether you celebrate Christmas or not, and I'm all for people just keeping the biblical calendar and saying, hey, that's good. Let's do it. And let's celebrate the Messiah's birth, death, resurrection in the context of the biblical holidays. So on. Great. Fine. But let me just say this as well. It's a great time to do outreach because people are much more open to talk about Jesus at this time of the year. My bottom line, work this out in terms of Christmas between you and God as individuals and families. But whatever you do, always celebrate the Messiah's birth.